Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, 393-3700, the number to call. Let's go out to our phones. We have a couple of callers waiting. Let's start with Flat Gut. Hello, Flat.
Hello, Jack, Tom.
What's up?
I want to commend you on getting your show on the computer, so when I'm out of state that I'll be able to follow you every Saturday morning.
1320WILS.com, and you can go back and you can hear podcast segments. So we have Keith Jackson coming up in about 12 minutes, and if you can't hear that, you can go back and check the podcast of that, too.
Well, I just wanted to mention this morning that when they hired Brian Kelly down at Notre Dame, that was one of my worst fears fulfilled, as is the hiring of the athletic director at Michigan. I forget what David's last name
Brandon,
is, but
yeah.
Those two guys are a couple of things that really concerns me about the success of Michigan State.
All right. Thanks so much, Flat Gut. Appreciate
Good
the
point.
Call. You know what, Tom? And you've brought this up before. You've alluded to it. Michigan State's been its own worst enemy at times.
Well,
it has no one to blame but itself. It's got to take care of its business and quit worrying about everybody else.
Absolutely, and I just think that they should be. There's a lot of resources there that gives no excuse not to win on a more consistent basis than they have. Am I talking 10, 11 W's every? Not necessarily that, but they should be winning 8 to 9 every
absolutely.
Year. With that, all of that infrastructure,
right.
The student, the academics, the campus, the co-eds, everything
should never
there.
Be worse than 3-1 non-conference if you can win 5 conference games.
I strongly believe that.
Let's go back out to our phones and let's bring in Jim from East Lansing. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, Jack and Tom. How are you, fellas?
Good, Jim.
Just thought I'd bring a little historic, about the only thing I contribute these days is age. But
you're joining us in that category.
Little historical perspective. I think of all the Notre Dame games that I remember the most, which I wasn't at, but it was the first nationally televised Michigan State football game. I think it was 51, and I went over to some friend's house because we didn't have TV. They had a little tiny Helicrafter was a big name in TVs. It was about a 6 or 7 inch screen, and we watched Michigan State and Dick Pannon on the first place from scrimmage go 80 yards for a touchdown, and MSU went on to win 35-0, which was a pretty auspicious start for first performance on national TV.
That was Biggie Munn and Frank Leahy.
But now let me give you my first Michigan State Notre Dame recollection on television. The 12-3 game.
That was 65.
65, yeah, the Rose Bowl year.
That was the year that Charlie Thornhill tore the door off the locker room
right,
at Notre Dame Stadium when the Michigan State marching band
got beat up.
Got beat up by
I remember
that.
Yeah,
remember they got beat up? And, you know, it's just, that's kind of tacky. But I remember, all I do remember that game was Michigan State's defense did not move a bunch in that. I mean, Notre Dame could not get squat on that game.
The greatest defense in college football history, and I don't say that Michigan State has the greatest football tradition, but that defense, you play Notre Dame, State, and Michigan, and they rush for minus 88 yards.
That's
minus
true. 88. Yeah, minus yardage. That was amazing.
So, Jim, thanks so much.
Thanks,
we appreciate the historical reference.
Thank you.
All right. Tom, want to talk very quickly about Reggie Bush and what happens with the Heisman Trophy here. They did not give it to Vince Young. Your feelings on Reggie Bush giving the trophy back?
Well, you give it back, but then you say you say, well, you didn't do anything wrong, but you're giving it back. That's the thing that just sticks out in my mind more. Why would you give it back if you did nothing wrong?
Right.
So obviously, in my mind, I think he did something wrong, and he just said he didn't do something wrong. Don't you?
Absolutely.
Is that what you got out of that?
Yeah. You can't say, okay, well, I don't deserve the trophy. By the way, I didn't do anything wrong. Well,
yeah.
What? Why would you give it back?
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, I'm torn on this, and as the state chairman of the Heisman Trophy, I don't have any input on this. It wasn't up to me to make a decision regardless of what Reggie Bush had done. But, you know, where do you start to draw the line? On one hand, Reggie Bush got caught. That's what he did.
Absolutely. And we knew this several years ago.
It's like speeders, okay? You can't stop everyone, and you can't say, officer, that guy was going faster than I was. Guess what? You're the one who stopped. You got to pay the toll.
Right.
So, you know, from that standpoint, I get it. However, so many other guys, so many other programs, and you can go back through Heisman Trophy winners from Billy Cannon, Paul Hornung, whatever you're going to find a lot of guys, Charles Woodson, right? admitted it's on the record, $10,000 in cash and gifts from an agent while at Michigan, but the NCAA looked at it and says, you know what, we can't prove that Michigan knew. They also didn't.
It's really vague.
They didn't go back, and the Heisman Trophy Trust didn't want to do anything about it, so Charles Woodson's got his Heisman. Great.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that really bugs me, I'm watching USC play last Saturday night. You know, I was up till 1 o'clock, and I'm looking at those players. They're on probation.
Yeah.
For two, what did they do wrong? They're playing Minnesota today. They can't go to a bowl game for 2 years.
What are you going
to
do? Fine the Seattle Seahawks?
How do you defeat that situation where the guys are penalized, had nothing to do with it? That's the frustrating part of college football. And then the coaches or the players that were involved in it, they go on their merry way. Yeah. Doesn't affect, you know, Reggie Bush. He's got no downside of this. He's got his money. He's got his Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
He's got, you know, he's got the Kardashian thing for a while. I mean, he's got the whole thing going on. I mean, and then USC is on probation for 2 years.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't put the Kardashian thing first when you listed what things he has going.
This is family radio. What do you say?
Hey, while we're talking about Kardashians, how about Inez Sens, the Azteca TV reporter in the Jets locker room and some of the Jets' behavior?
Dress professionally. You know what I mean?
As we do here with your Michigan.
No, I'm talking about female reporters, and they're all over the place. They're all over. Dress professionally. I mean, the way she was dressing, I mean, I'm not saying their behavior. You can't condone any verbiage or anything what went on there, mm-hmm. and I wasn't in there. But, I mean, come on. Dress professionally. That's my that's my statement on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you believe that? Or do you like them all dialed up like that?
No, I think if you want to be taken seriously,
exactly,
dress appropriately.
Right.
Okay. You know, you present an image,
and she was
wherever
playing,
you go.
She was playing the media circuit.
You think she just walked into her closet and blindly picked out some outfits? She knew exactly what she was
doing. I saw
some
of the photos of her this week. I assume you saw them, too.
I did.
A couple times.
I know what a big college hockey guy you are. Penn State, coming into the college hockey world now as a varsity sport, an $88 million gift. Somebody is just a gift. They're going to fund men's and women's hockey. So now there will be six Big Ten teams.
Okay, is that enough to have a Big Ten conference in hockey?
Apparently it is. And the college hockey showcase is going by the board. So that Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan State thing. They need a new format. Now they have Ohio State and Penn State. They could have a little mini tournament, put it together, have a Big Ten champion. You could do it a lot of different ways.
So what happens to the CCHA, though?
Well, you could keep the CCHA if you were so inclined. You could still play in the WCHA. Or the CCHA or Hockey East, whatever the case it would be, and then you could still have a Big Ten champion based on a little get-together. Or you could go ahead and you could say, hey, we're going to have a Big Ten hockey league with six teams, and we're going to play non-conference games against all these other schools. So a lot to be decided yet.
Yeah, one thing, you want to fix college hockey, the season is too long.
Yeah.
And this thing starts in October and goes all the way to April.
Well, here's my point about this $88 million gift. Michigan just spent how much on the stadium? 200 and what?
Well, 260
million. And it looks unbelievable. I mean, there's no question. It's the nicest facility you're going to see anywhere.
$30 million on another indoor practice facility.
When you are spending that much money, wherever you have that much money, mm-hmm. you're buying trouble. You're going to have problems, okay? And you just follow the money. It's the first thing we're taught to do in journalism. So you've got $88 million coming in here, and when the university's crying poor, I get that, and students can't get promises fulfilled about financial aid, I understand what
textbooks
the state budget
cost $1,000.
But look at it and you say, wow, you know what coaches are making, you know how much money's being tossed around here in facilities, and I understand why some athletes say, where's mine?
Yeah.
Where is mine? I don't mean to talk about Chris Webber and the gold-plated pizza. But, I mean, you're talking about guys who are saying, you know what? The coach leaves. He goes and gets a multi-million-dollar contract with the Seahawks.
Right.
And what happens when I take something from a booster?
The Pete Carroll thing.
They're
really
selling my jersey.
Up. Yep. You're right. Can't argue with you. Who do we got next, Jack?
We will be back with the great, the venerable Keith Jackson, the voice of ABC Sports and Big Ten icons. We've got a big contest coming up, where you can name the Big Ten's top 10 icons. A great prize. We'll tell you a little bit more about that after this and next week as well. We'll be right back with more The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.